Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, as we launch here in hour number two of the program. That number, again, brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free on the site. Those other talk show hosts, they'll charge you for accessing their website. Ours, we give to you, so enjoy it at freetalklive.com. Coming up, the latest on the DTV transition. Will the government actually make their deadline to switch the television stations over to digital? We'll look at that, but first we talk to Sean in the UK. Sean, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Sean. You are on the...
Yes.
Yes, sir.
That's cool.
Hello.
I've never been on a radio show before.
Well, congratulations! What's on your mind tonight?
Well, hope you don't mind if I go off topic.
There is no topic. It's Free Talk Live. You get to talk about what you want. Go
just
ahead.
Get the, just find the topic.
Oh, cool. I feel special.
We think you are, Sean. You should get to the topic quickly,
though. I'm
going to
beat my head against this microphone, yeah. Sean.
Sorry, sorry. yeah, I was on YouTube the other day, and I was just checking out some random videos, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed this one thing popped up a few times. Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, gosh.
I know. All I really wanted to say is I feel so sorry for Americans because they have to live with these people.
Surely, wherever you are, Sean, surely where, I don't know where you are.
He's in the UK.
In the UK. Surely you've got your version of the Westboro Baptist Churchians, right?
Yeah, I better not say it on radio, though.
Oh, yes.
Well, now he may not have as many of them. As I understand it, there are a lot more unchurched people there in the UK than there are here in the United States. Isn't that true? I mean, isn't organized religion generally less popular there?
Exactly. America. I know American, but I think America are a lot more religiously taught, because in the UK, most of us are atheists, really.
Now, wasn't it like, I don't know if it's most of you, but I think it was something like 40-ish, 44%. The last time I saw some of the numbers were, I think, self-defined as atheist and or non-believers or something like that. And then a lot more, I think, are unchurched.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, 44%. I'd say that's about right.
So when you saw these people, the Westboro Baptist Church, for those that aren't familiar with who they are, Fred Phelps is their pastor, and they're known for doing outrageous protests.
And a great deal of them are related, right? I mean, like...
Yeah, they're actual family.
Yeah.
That's
what I mean. I'm not being a thing or anything, but when I read the Bible, it's supposed to express passion and the Word of God. Well, they're just taking it like it's some sort of thing where they are... God's gift, and they have to teach us all, you know what I mean?
Well, and they hate people, you know, they hate people like gays and others that you know, they believe that God doesn't like, and they go out and they just do just some of the most nasty, mean-spirited protests that I think that we've ever seen.
Well, what it is they think America's a doomed country because they have a doomed leader. Now, if God put Bush as the doomed leader, as they are putting it, and they go around saying stuff like, oh, that girl deserved to die because she's in a doomed country, well, wouldn't it be God's fault if he made a doomed leader and put that girl in the doomed country? You know what I mean? And if you get me.
It's too logical
right,
for them.
The people with this kind of religious zealotry, you really can't confront them with logic. It just doesn't even enter their world.
Thank you, though, for the call tonight, Sean. I really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, there's no real arguing with people like Fred Phelps and his crew. There's no legitimate points you can make with them because they're just so, so into their viewpoint that I don't think there's any saving them. But it's nonetheless intriguing to look at them and to study their mentality and who they are and what they do. And we did look into them at one point on this show. And, yeah, everybody that's in that church is related to Fred Phelps.
Well, not everybody, but
virtually
a lot of them,
everyone.
Yeah.
anybody that's not related to Fred is married to somebody who's related to Fred, you know. So it's a real close-knit, tiny little church population. It's not a big church. There aren't branches of this church. But they sure do get a lot of press, considering how small they are.
Well, yeah, I think that's the main purpose. They're a hate group, and that's
all.
And it doesn't really matter to me whether they have a religious aspect to their hate group or not. They're just a hate group.
Yep, pretty much. 800-259-9231. So we continue here.
I think that it's their right as Americans and free people to express their hate if they wish. I just don't think it does any good for anybody.
Yeah, well, it's my right to find them despicable. So we continue here. A story from ArsTechnica.com. We're 7 weeks and some change away from DTV Transition Day. This was actually written a couple of weeks ago, so now we're much closer than 7 weeks. Now it's more like 2.5 weeks. And my mother instant messaged me on Monday with a question. Is the DTV transition out of money? She asked. Where'd you hear that? I typed back. She sent me a link to a Brian Lehrer show on WYNC-FM in Manhattan, where she lives. Lehrer had just finished interviewing a very angry Gail Brewer, member of the New York City Council, chair of its Committee on Technology and Government. Brewer patiently explained to the show's listeners that after February 17th, the last day of analog broadcasting for full-power television signals, viewers with over-the-air rabbit-ear televisions will need a set-top converter box in order to make their TVs digital-ready. The government has been issuing coupons to the public, good for $40 toward a converter box, 2 coupons per customer. But when Brewer called the Department of Commerce that morning, she got a very disturbing bit of news. She said, I was told the money has run out. I was given a registration number, then told to go to a government website and check my registration. That's outrageous. The coupons are supposed to go through the end of March 2009. And we talked about this government coupon program, and we kind of speculated about it. You know, how is this all going to turn out with the government and its plan to make this deadline, February 17th, for the digital transition? We know that government tends to miss its deadlines because it's slow and inefficient and generally awful.
I kind of thought they'd make it because most of what it is that they're requiring needs to be done by television stations.
Yeah, people.
So, you know, they're giving them a deadline and telling them to do it. However, you know, they've run out of money for the coupons. How interesting.
Yep, as apparently when you go to that link, they tell you that the TV converter box coupon program has reached its funding ceiling. However, coupon requests from eligible households will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis as funds become available from expiring coupons. You won't receive coupons until funds become available. If you'd like to apply for a coupon today and are eligible, you'll be placed on a waiting list.
So the coupons don't expire until March, right?
Therefore,
you will be without television at the very, very, very least
for a couple months.
And this is assuming that the government, does something on time or quickly.
Mm-hmm.
at least a month.
Exactly. Now, when this program was first put out there, this coupon program, the idea was that they were touting was that, well, you know, we understand that we're mandating this transition and there are poor people out there and you poor folks, you're going to need to have your TV. So we're going to go ahead and just give you the money that you need to get the TV boxes. Here's this coupon. You call this number. We give you some coupons and you go get your TV converters. It sounded really simple. Sounded like a simple process. They'd, you know, run the numbers as far as how many coupons they were going to need. But, of course, government can't calculate. Now, why is it government can't calculate?
They wanted to do it for the poor people, but they offered coupons to everyone.
To everybody.
And a $40 coupon isn't something that everybody's going to ignore. And I guess they're assuming that poor people are on rabbit ears. However, not just rabbit ears, but regular broadcast television, because you can have an antenna next to your house. I know that many people do that in conjunction with like direct
satellite dish.
Yeah. So you're not talking about just poor people. You're talking about everybody who's got antenna.
But it was made sound like, hey, we're your government, and we're here to help you through this. We're going to take care of you guys. Just call and get your coupons. But now here we are, a few weeks out from the transition date, and the government's run out of coupons. So you really can't count on these people to do anything at all. that they claim they're going to do for you. In fact, I know, Mark, I don't know if you saw the story, but you had something about a World War II veteran that, or veterans that have been left out in the cold by the state. I want to get to that, too, since it ties in. Plus, we'll take your calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. More about this DTV transition. Looks like they're going to try to put it off, too. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
Without planning your daily menus, your success will be a gamble at best. I mean, you may have what you need in your cupboards when you get home, or you may not. You might have enough points or calories or carbs or whatever you're counting left for that evening snack you crave, or you might not. And if you mess up, you just might decide to throw in the towel and start again tomorrow. Lack of planning leads to deprivation, and deprivation leads to defeat. And that's all yo-yoing is, success and defeat over and over again. You've already done that and don't want to do it again. Planning what you're going to eat does take time, but it will take less time the more you do it. Getting good at planning is a gift you can give yourself, and it's a gift that will last you forever. A long-term, risk-free investment in the rest of your life. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. If you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free on the site, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, and you can see our newest Shriner, who is Abby, right there on shrine.freetalklive.com. And those of you lady listeners who would like to be included, you can get details on how you can submit your picture to the Shrine, shrine.freetalklive.com. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you use the coupon code FTL at checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. That's AdamEve.com.
They got all sorts of stuff there, including lingerie and toys and movies, all kinds of stuff.
Looks like the government has run out of vouchers, and people are freaking out. The story...
Well, this is one of those bread and circuses sort of things. You cannot mess around with people's television.
With their television, exactly. They're going to be very upset about this. In fact, many people are already pretty upset. Apparently, they misestimated by... quite a bit. There's a different story, actually, from CNET News. This one's a little more recent, where they talk about how the Congress has proposed moving the deadline from February 17th, 2009, for the digital TV switchover to June of this year. So not pushing it back forever, but pushing it back, this is a significant chunk of time. Apparently, the government officials have warned that too many Americans are not prepared for the switch. In fact, the estimates say that more than 6.5 million U.S. households are still not prepared for the transition, according to the Nielsen Company, who are probably a lot better at estimating numbers than the government. The government and broadcasters have been running public service announcements to get the word out about the switch, and the government also allotted $1.3 billion for a voucher program to provide consumers with $40 coupons to defray the cost of the converter boxes. But the government has run out of money for the vouchers, and as of Wednesday, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, which is administering the voucher program, reported that there's a waiting list. Guess how many people are on the waiting list for the coupons?
Millions.
2.6 million Americans. Oh, gosh. What's more, many consumers say they've had trouble redeeming the coupons, or their coupons have already expired. So the government can't even do a coupon correctly.
And that's all they had to do in this circumstance. All they had to do is give a coupon for the people that are currently getting broadcast television. If you have cable, if you have satellite, and you know that's right. All you watch is satellite.
You don't need this.
I don't know how many Americans are out there getting broadcast television, not to mention that you have to be living within the range of a signal. I can't get broadcast at my house.
So that's an interesting point, by the way, Mark, and I don't think it's addressed in this story, but range is also going to be a factor because the digital signal will not go as far in some cases.
Yeah, if you wanted to, for one thing's for sure, if you're just willing to watch TV that's kind of a crappy broadcast.
Watching through some static.
Yeah, you watch through a little static because that's all you can get. I remember at my uncle and aunt's house in Indiana where they lived, when I was a kid, that's all they got was staticky channels.
You're not going to get anything if you're on a digital system and your signal's only good enough to give you a staticky analog picture. The digital's not going to come through because you need to have, in order for digital to work, it's either on or it's off.
Yeah.
So in order for you to have a digital signal, you have to be getting enough data in order to create the picture. Because you will either
packet it at all? That sort of packeting thing that digital cable does sometimes?
You can probably get away with having a somewhat low signal, but it probably can't be less than like 75% or something like that because they'll send some redundant information, so you can have a little bit of packet loss, but too much packet loss and you got nothing. So it's going to be really quite a transition for a lot of people out there that don't really know what to expect. And in this case, they're saying that Democrats are saying that delaying the transition to give people more time to get ready would be a good idea, but Republicans have raised concerns that delaying the switchover would confuse consumers and add costs for television stations that would have to continue broadcasting both analog and digital signals.
What difference does it make as far as confusing consumers?
I don't know.
So,
and I'm not sure why it'd be so much more costly to continue transmitting on analog. A delay would also mean burdening wireless companies, which have already spent billions of dollars to buy the spectrum from the federal government, and it would delay efforts by public safety agencies that have been waiting for the spectrum to be freed up. What are we, the ambulances just not able to run without having the old TV bands to operate in? I mean, come on. Those are some pretty lame excuses for not delaying this.
Well, they want the money to sell to new companies, and I think they probably have sold them to new companies, so therefore I can see that. And if you were one of these companies, Google, I believe, is one of them, that has bought up some of these bands, and then they decide to back off the date, you know, you paid for that.
Under the new deal, the transition date will be delayed until June 12th. TV stations will be allowed to switch to digital signals before that date. And if a station chooses to switch to digital before the date, the vacant spectrum will be made to public safety officials. The bill will also allow consumers with expired coupons to apply for new coupons, and the coupons apparently had an expiration date of 90 days. The bill also extends the deadline to apply for a coupon up to July 31st. So I don't know if that means they'll actually create new coupons. It doesn't sound like that's going to happen here. So they've got a waiting list of 2.6 million people for the new coupons, but the only way that the 2.6 million people can get coupons, at least is my understanding of reading these stories, is once the other ones expire, they'll sort of go back into the pool, and then the 2.6 million people can begin to, it'll trickle out to them.
And remember, just think about this for a second. When you want the government to handle a new program or some idea that you think that the government can handle, this is a coupon.
Yeah.
You get them every single day from pizza places across your town, and the government can't even do this right.
It's really just perfect example of how incompetent these people really are.
It's not that they're incompetent because they're not incentivized in the right way. If they were running a pizza business in the marketplace where they had to compete against other pizza businesses, their coupons would work, and they would work just fine. But it's because they're the government, they don't have any competition, they can get away with screwing things up that they do.
The NTIA, this back to ArsTechnica.com, had mentioned this in response to questions posed by a representative saying that under the program's current authority and at the current request rate, NTIA expects to be fully obligate the $1.34 billion it allocated for the coupons in or around the first week of January 2009. Fully obligate? In other words, the NTIA program is cashed out. But no worries. Representative Markey says that help's on the way. He says it's becoming increasingly clear that at minimum, Congress may need to quickly pass additional funding for the Converter Box program in early January to prevent any delay in coupon availability or issuance, because it's like you said, Mark, if people are without their televisions, if they're without their TV, the critical thing that keeps everyone so distracted in this country, maybe they really will throw some paint at the government buildings like the Icelanders are.
Well, you remember this is how Caesar managed to seize control, essentially, and seize and hold control of Rome was gladiators, you know, pits.
A distraction.
Yep. Circuses keep people distracted.
So they're going to try to dig in here quickly and find some extra cash and buy these people off so they don't protest about not having their television sets. And, hey, you guys get to pay for it. Because how's that make you feel? That you're paying to keep people's boob tube on. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts about anything.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, and even a webcam, all totally free for you. And listen.freetalklive.com. That's the quickest way to get to those. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com. Because normal email is not secure, that's privacyharbor.com. We go to your phone calls, and we'll start with Don in Kansas. Don, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Don in Kansas, going once.
How's Don, it going, gentlemen?
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd just like to say I found your radio station on the end of one of Barry Cooper's DVDs.
Oh, excellent. The advertisement worked.
But what I'd like to say is I'd like to tell you all a little story about what happened to me a couple months back. I was in Beaver County, Oklahoma, playing at the golf course there. And before we got through playing, we noticed that a roadblock was set up right outside of the road for the golf course.
Hmm.
And what struck me as strange was when we were leaving, they were letting other people through, but they were excuse me. But they stopped us and, you know, just started asking us a bunch of weird questions.
Like what?
And, well, at first they started asking me, you know, if I mind they took a look at my vehicle and stuff like that. But they eventually pulled me out of the car and had me go sit in the front seat of one of the cruisers. And then started asking me all kinds of questions like what I just got through doing and stuff like that, whenever they obviously knew what I just got through doing.
You were coming from the golf course. There was nowhere other place you could possibly have been coming from?
Yes.
Gotcha.
And you had golf clubs in your car?
Do what?
Do you have golf clubs in your car, visibly?
No, we actually put them in the trunk.
Okay, uh-huh. Just wondering.
All right.
But what struck me as strange was, I was the only person that they stopped at that roadblock, and I was just wondering if they could legally profile somebody without a basis.
I'm pretty sure they can do whatever they want. Whether it's legal or not is another question and seems to be kind of irrelevant these days.
Yeah, whether it's legal or not really doesn't matter to them because they don't have to pay for the lawsuit when they, you know, get if you decide, well, I've been illegally profiled, which I don't think that they actually did illegally profile you because they can pretty much stop you for whatever they want. Because your taillight was malfunctioning, the officer observed that. Even though it works now, sometimes those taillights tend to be a little blinky. And so they can pretty much do what they want. But even if you do sue them and, you know, you chase it all the way up to the Supreme Court, not one penny is going to come out of any of those officers or that, or the pockets of the people that work at that police department.
Nor will they be
fired.
They
all come out of the pockets of taxpayers.
Yeah. Right.
So really, the answer is we have no idea, and even if it's true, good luck trying to win your case.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured.
Yeah, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news here, but we're dealing with this situation all across the country where the police are just wholesale targeting people for whatever reasons they want to, whether it's driving while black or driving while being three kids in a car or driving at 11 o'clock at night through a certain part of town. They'll target you for whatever reason they want to, and they'll do whatever it is they want to you, and you'll shut up and you'll take it because that's just the way things are. Now I wish that those things would change, but in order for that kind of change to actually happen, people have to stop putting up with it. And in order for people to stop putting up with it, they have to get together and they actually have to come to some sort of resolution that they're going to do something about it. And what that something is could be protesting, could be doing politics, it could be doing civil disobedience. However, I don't see a lot of that going on around the country. I mean, we talk about civil disobedience whenever we get news about it, but it's just not happening very often, which is one of the reasons why we joined the Free State Project and moved to New Hampshire. Have you heard about that yet?
Yes, I have.
How do you feel about it?
I feel like y'all are doing some pretty good work, and I actually got through watching a 40-minute speech from Barry Cooper in New Hampshire.
Yes.
And it was pretty informative, and if I had the money, I'd move immediately.
Well, then start saving.
Do like the rest of us did, plan for it, save it, and come on.
And here's what you can do.
We have golf.
Since you sound pretty committed to it, you could go to freestateproject.org and get signed up right now. You don't have to have the money to move to be a member of be a participant in the Free State Project. So head on over to freestateproject.org and get on board and then start planning because some of the best activists in the world are coming up here and there is going to be change. I mean, when you get enough of these people together that are really doers and that are willing to put to take some risk and put it on the line and actually get out there and do something about this police state tyranny that we're coming into in this country, you're going to have some changes happen, and I'm really excited about it. I'm glad you called tonight. I'm glad you spotted that ad on the end of that Barry Cooper video. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Advertising works.
Yes, it does.
So we continue here. Dan is on the line in Indiana. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Ian, Mark. How you doing, guys?
It's on
I just
your
called
mind,
just
Dan.
A few days ago, and well, I was on anarchyinyourhead.com, excellent website. They got
yes.
great art. Dale had mentioned something about, oh boy. Well, I think I called into your show a few times before, and I talked about the jokers and tokers weed protests. You'd have your jokers, which would be your guys that don't have real weed, and mm-hmm. tokers, which would have real weed, and bounce that idea around a little bit.
I love that idea.
Yeah,
great idea.
You know what? Coming from you, that means a lot.
I don't know why, but okay.
But I posted on the website, and I wanted to get your all's take on it. Some gentleman on there, we won't mention his name and stuff, just in case that's his real name. he was saying, I guess it was he, might be a she, but they were saying that the whole deal with getting normal involved and the Fiji thing, and he's just saying, well, you know, you're begging to the government to, no, you're trying to jam it up. You're trying to put a big old log jam in the whole thing to where it's just too much of a pain in the neck for them to enforce the laws. You know, and
yeah.
whether legalization passes on a local level, say they're in Keene or and you're in your particular county.
Right, yeah, I don't care what they write down on paper. All
yeah.
I care is that they stop hurting innocent people.
Right,
I don't care if they pass a law to change their situation, as long as they just stop doing what they are doing, and that is throwing peaceful individuals into prison cells, destroying and tearing apart families and hurting people, then I'll be fine with that.
Yeah,
I mean, if they
want
to go and pass their laws, that's their business.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if they just stop hurting folks, that'll be okay with me.
Yeah, not only that, if the lawmakers are working on a project that's near and dear to your heart, wouldn't that be better than just them running around doing their other things where they're trying to get the, the carpenter ant as the official state bug or something like that, or some other ridiculous, make-work project.
The silly stuff they do, yeah.
Of the politicians and everything, which they tend to do just way more than they actually need to do, I don't know. If you guys get a chance to read the thing and stuff. Now Dale said, good idea, Dan. We may be ahead of you. But I'm trying to figure out if you know anything or
if I know anything about the Smoker Joker protest?
Or whether what Dale knows, if it's something that you guys are able to talk about publicly and stuff.
I don't think anything has been really ironed out at this point.
One of the things that has not worked real well for the Free State Project is people outside of the Free State Project that haven't moved yet giving suggestions on what should be done inside the Free State Project, and then sort of work and then trying to rely on a timetable for the people on the inside.
Oh, excellent.
Understood. Here's a basic rule in life. Your idea stinks to the next guy. So if you want your idea done, get on it, do it, because the next guy just doesn't have the passion and doesn't look at it the same way. And
a frequent response you'll get from Free Staters when you suggest things is, you should come here and do that. And I think that's a good suggestion. Thanks for the call. Look forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231.
Good idea, though.
It's really that easy, though. You come here, you come up with an idea, you share it with people, they get on board, and you go and do it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm
from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutriMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop at Amazon. Somebody actually counted up the current Amazon categories and sent me an email to let me know I've been wrong about how many categories Amazon has. So they just keep adding them. I've been saying 41. Well, I think I've said sometimes more than 41, and it is way more than 41 categories now. I think it's like 59 or something like that. So how about this? Amazon has dozens and dozens of categories in which you can shop lots of products to choose from, the brands that you trust, with user reviews of the things you're looking at buying to make it even easier for you to make your purchase with confidence online over at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase, even if you're buying used items, which, yes, you can buy used through Amazon as well. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done, and feel good because you're helping Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue here. Jeremy is in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Jeremy.
Hey, guys. I'd like to know when you guys are going to start telling people to stock up on food and instead of talking about child molesters and marijuana and all that.
Is that what you want to hear, Jeremy? You want to hear end of the world talk? You want to hear doom and gloom stuff? How to build a bunker and stock up on food? You want to hear that kind of talk?
Do you want to hear the truth or not?
Tell me. Give me the truth. Go ahead. Put it to me.
Banks are collapsing all over the planet. And if you don't have enough sufficiency to do things for yourself, you're not going to make it, dude.
I agree. I agree that you need to have self-sufficiency. I think, however, now's a little late if it's all going to come down in 2009, that it's a little late to get self-sufficient, except for canned foods. We do recommend on this show that, keep some canned foods around. It's not a bad,
idea.
They don't go out of date, and
they say they don't. They claim to go out of date, but from what from the research I've done, that's just like a freshness date. You can keep canned food for a long time. So I think it's generally a good idea what you're saying, Jeremy. But it's not a nightly topic on this show because, well, if that's all we talked about on Free Talk Live, it'd get pretty damn boring, don't you think?
You need a year's worth of food, man. Or go out and grow it yourself.
Don't you live in a trailer?
Yeah, but I also live on 5 acres. Like you Yankee fucks over
there. We can't let you do that. It's a radio show.
Well, I have to agree with what Jeremy says that, having a little bit of land's a good idea. And it doesn't really matter what sort of domicile that one chooses to live on that land. And, I don't want to make any generalizations based on what kind of domicile it is. But you need to, a little bit of land's good. You can grow things in it. I'll tell you what I've my wife and I have recently done, and this is small potatoes or tomatoes based, compared to what Jeremy was talking about. But we recently got a couple of those topsy turvy upside down tomato growing plant potted plants.
Yeah, you were telling me about those.
Those supposedly one of those things is going to produce 30 pounds of tomatoes a year. That's a lot of tomatoes.
I'll be out there taking some of those off your hands.
And you have no idea what a fresh tomato tastes like if you haven't tasted it. Like, right now in your mind, you have a distinction between fresh tomato and regular tomato, or you don't. And if you don't, you've never had a fresh tomato. You don't know how good they are. They're just so much better than a regular tomato. And it's the only thing I can think of that big of a distinction between sort of fresh and store-bought.
Yeah, I don't have, as far as preparation and all that, I don't have, and I don't know if I'm a Yankee F, but because I was born in the South.
Yeah, well, I don't consider myself Yankee ever.
No. Doesn't it have to do with where you were born? Maybe not.
Any of those things really. It's at this point it's sort of turned to this tribal thing, it's whatever tribe you decide to make yourself part of.
Is it Montana in the north too, technically?
And the Yankees really, the people that the Southerners would call Yankees, don't feel allied together in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
They don't say, yes,
we're the Yankees.
No. My understanding is of the term Yankee is that besides the baseball team, that nobody really considers themselves a Yankee, that people from around the world consider people from the United States Yankees. But if you're from the South, Yankees. You can see people from the North, Yankees. And if you're from up North, you consider people from New England, Yankees. And if you're from New England, you consider people from Vermont, Yankees. And apparently, if you're from Vermont, you consider people from, the highest, most eastern county of Vermont to be Yankees. So nobody really even considers themselves to be a Yankee.
So I'm in the process right now of kind of doing some of this preparation stuff. I think it's important, and if not for a total economic collapse, for a natural disaster or something like that, to have
it's not
some
a bad
food
idea
on hand.
To have some canned food.
And so we've got some. We went to Walmart, or I think it was Walmart. We got one of those, maybe it was Home Depot. Anyway, one of those racks, those metal racks for a garage. Put one of those down in the basement and started filling it with some canned food and some bottled water. And, that's something. It's not a whole lot. It's certainly not a year's worth. I don't know if I would have enough room for – I guess I probably would have enough room for the year's worth, but it would probably take up an entire section of my basement.
Well, what is a year's worth? Probably not at the same level you're eating currently. I mean, if you're surviving on canned food, I don't even know what a year's worth is.
I don't really either.
Things will be so far collapsed at that point that I don't even know what to talk about there.
Yeah, if it gets that bad, you're
killing some canned food.
There's people killing people in the streets at that point.
Not a bad idea to have some canned food. Not a bad idea to have some silver. I don't know that's terribly valuable. Not a bad idea to have some ammunition, some shotguns.
I've got the ammo.
Shotguns are great. You could be a better arm than a shotgun, but it's a real good weapon to have just for self-defense, and it's easy to get the ammunition for it, so...
So I've got the canned food, I've got bottled water, I've got some precious metals, I've got some guns and ammo, so I'm doing all right. I guess I should probably pick up some whiskey or something like that, right?
I suppose. I don't know what you're going to do with whiskey.
Well, they say that's valuable. They say that in a situation where the dollar is no longer any good, that alcohol is... people want to forget their troubles. And if you've got the alcohol and nobody else does, they're going to want to buy it from you or shoot you and take it from you.
One of those choices.
800-259-9231. But, you know, we can't talk about that all the time on this show. It's just not a, it's not an entertaining or interesting topic if you were to do it on a regular basis. Now we continue. And we talk to Dave, listening in the People's Republic of Somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Evening, gentlemen. Camera Phone Predator Alert Act.
Camera Phone Predator Alert Act? Alert me. What's going on here?
Well, rather than saying what it says, I'll just give you my take on it. I think it alerts predators, like the police, that you're taking pictures of them.
Well, as a matter of fact,
it's legislation that was introduced on the 9th of this month, requiring any mobile phone containing a digital camera to sound a tone whenever a photograph is taken with the camera's phone.
Really?
Prohibits such a phone from being with a, equipped with a means of disabling or silencing the tone.
Wow.
And treats the requirement as a consumer product safety standard and requires enforcement by the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
This is interesting. And now, are you saying that they're couching this in the excuse that somebody somewhere has taken pictures of, you know, teenage girls or something like that at the beach? And
exactly. But I think it's in response to the BART shooting myself.
To the BART shooting. So wait, is this a national bill or a California thing?
National.
It's a federal.
Okay.
Federal legislation.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think your speculation is spot on.
I didn't announce it like Paula does. It's H.R. 414.
I think your analysis there is absolutely spot on. I mean, the cops are going to want to know if somebody is taking their picture, and if it's not as easy to conceal the fact that you're photographing them, then that would make it easier for them to come target you and steal your camera from you.
Exactly. So I just thought I'd bring that up and let you guys bounce that around if you like. Have
so
a good
this
one.
This is proposed. It hasn't passed yet, correct?
No, it was just introduced on the 9th of January.
This sounds like it'll go through, though. I mean, because if they can couch it in the terms of it's for the children, it'll be a surefire pass.
Well, this is more of it's for the locker rooms.
It's for the locker
rooms. Yeah, that's what PC World said that. They said Congress finds that children and adolescents have been exploited by photographs taken in dressing room and public places with the use of a camera phone.
Well, now, wait a minute. In a dressing room, what, is somebody sticking the phone under the dressing room door or something like that? How is that?
I have no idea. I really think it's so that when they're beating the hell out of you before they shoot you, they hear the phone making the, you know, alerting the predator.
Mm-hmm.
So that then, you know, he makes sure that the phones are all shut off or confiscated. Then he executes the guy.
Now, here's my question on this is I didn't see that this had anything to do with video, only that it has to go, you know, has to make that kind of click whir noise that ancient old cameras make. That kind of nonsense. Does it have? What about video? I mean, video is far more dangerous to these bureaucrats, and are they requiring that?
Hmm. Doesn't sound
like I don't know.
Don't give him any ideas, Mark. Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Hour number three is coming up. The World War II veterans getting the short shrift. We'll tell you about it coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
There is growth.